This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia sentenced Evan Gershkovich to 16 years in prison on Friday in a trial widely seen as a sham. VOA's Steve Barragona narrates this report from Liam Scott and Christina Cassiato-Smith.
The White House reiterates that Gershkovich is wrongfully detained and that, quote, journalism is not a crime. The U.S. State Department shares that view. Vedant Patel is the U.S. State Department deputy spokesperson.
This whole legal process is a sham for Evan. He is being wrongfully detained. He did nothing wrong. We have been clear about that from the onset.
Gershkovich is one of two American journalists detained by Russia. Also, Kremesheva, who works for VOA's sister network Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has been in custody since October. The journalist traveled to Russia to care for her mother. Since her arrest, she has been denied U.S. consular access and contact with her husband and daughters back in Prague. Kremesheva and her network deny the charges. For Liam Scott and Christina Caicedo-Smith, Steve Barragona, VOA News.
The United Nations highest court said on Friday that Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories and settlements there are illegal. Lucy Fielder from Reuters reports.
The advisory opinion by judges at the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, also known as the World Court, was not binding. But it carries weight under international law and could weaken support for Israel. The court said Israel's obligations include paying restitution for harm and the evacuation of all settlers from existing settlements. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said in a statement, "The Jewish nation cannot be an occupier in its own land." Israel's foreign ministry rejected the opinion as fundamentally wrong and one-sided. The World Court said the UN Security Council, the General Assembly, and all states have an obligation not to recognize the occupation as legal, nor render aid or assistance towards maintaining it.
This is VOA News. The worldwide technology outages caused by CrowdStrike will take time to repair. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Down Detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
They're going to be deaths because of this. It's inevitable, Bohr adds. We've got so many systems tied up. I'm Charles de Ledesma, London.
A large blast from a drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others, according to the Israeli emergency services.
I just moved to Tel Aviv in a hostile hotel that has the casualty from who works there. I knew very well and spoke to him every day, Evgeny, and it's pretty sad that he's dead.
The unmanned aircraft did not trigger air raid alarms, and residents told Reuters that they were woken up by a loud noise. The Israeli army said an initial investigation suggests the strike was made by a long-range Iranian-made drone flying from Yemen. Yemen-based Houthi militia claimed responsibility for the attack. Secretary Blinken is highlighting wider pledges to support Ukraine in case the U.S. backs away under Donald Trump. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
As Russian bombs continue to hit Ukrainian cities, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine is on its way to be able to stand on its own feet militarily, and that more than 20 other countries have pledged to maintain their own military and financial aid to Ukraine, even if the U.S. were to withdraw its support under a different president. Blinken, for the first time, directly addressed the possibility that former President Donald Trump could win the November election and back away from commitments to Ukraine. Concerns among Ukraine and their supporters that Ukraine could lose vital U.S. support have increased as Trump's campaign surges and Biden's falters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nguyen Phu Trong, General Secretary of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party and the country's most powerful politician, has died following months of ill health. He was 80. Trong had dominated Vietnamese politics since 2011 when he was elected party chief. During his tenure, he worked to consolidate the Communist Party's power in Vietnam's single-party political system. Born in 1994 in Hanoi, Trong was a Marxist-Leninist ideologue who earned a degree in philosophy before becoming a member of the Communist Party at the age of 22. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.